Well, we need a little bit of background information today for our gospel. First of all, the apostles are going with Jesus through a field, and they're grabbing the heads of grain and rubbing them and eating them because they're hungry and they're on the way. However, Jewish law at the time would consider that to be doing work on the Sabbath. You were not allowed to harvest on the Sabbath. And, I mean, that makes sense. You shouldn't go out and, you know, take your combine into your biblical wheat field and work on the Sabbath. But to pick a head of grain to eat because you're hungry is hardly harvesting on the Sabbath. But the Jewish leaders, the Pharisees in this case, were very particular. So they said, you are breaking the law. So Jesus tells them about this situation with King David. What King David had done was he was on military campaign with his troops, and they were hungry, and they had no food to feed his army. Well, there was lots of bread kept in the temple, but it was for the priests and for God. It was sacred bread. But in this case, David and his army needed food, and that was the only food there was. So David and his army, David, who was king, brought them into the temple and said to the priests, "We need food. There's food here. I'm giving my permission. The soldiers are all going to eat the bread of the temple that normally only the priest could eat." Jesus brings that up today when he's countering the Pharisees. Why does he do that? Well, I think it's important that we see what these stories have in connection. First of all, we see that there's the letter of the law, and then there is the spirit of the law. The spirit of keeping the bread for the priest in the temple was that it would be set apart and be sacred, but perhaps an even greater purpose, should all David's soldiers starve and die and not be able to perform their duty as soldiers, and this was kind of an exceptional situation. So David realized that as king, he had the authority to say, look, I'm the king, and I say this situation is more important than the original idea of setting aside this bread for the priests. So he says, it's okay to set aside that law in this case. Jesus uses that because in the gospel, he's trying to counter the Pharisees to say, yes, are we technically picking heads of grain on the Sabbath, which isn't allowed? Well, technically. But is there maybe a greater principle at work here? Jesus is saying that the Sabbath, ultimately, the day of rest, was not made so that you could heap a bunch of rules upon rules upon rules so that it in fact becomes very difficult to keep the Sabbath, and you spend your whole Sabbath day trying to hope that, I hope I don't break the Sabbath, and it becomes, instead of a day of relaxing and praising God, a day of worry, and becomes almost the most difficult day of the week, because now you have to worry about all these rules. You can't pick up even a head of grain. You can only walk so many steps, and with all the rules, the Sabbath kind of lost its meaning. Jesus reminds them that there is a principle greater than even all these things that protect the Sabbath, that ultimately the Sabbath was made for man, and that, he says, the Son of Man, meaning himself, is Lord of the Sabbath. It's quite a statement, because the Lord of the Sabbath, that's God. That's the one for whom the Sabbath is set apart, a day to worship the Lord of the Sabbath. And Jesus says, I, the Son of Man, am Lord of the Sabbath. Quite a statement for Jesus to make. Ultimately, he's saying, the reason the Sabbath was made in the first place was for me. For God. He has the authority then to say what it means. Ultimately, the lessons from each of these stories, and even the lesson from yesterday's gospel, if you remember, Jesus reminds us that his disciples are as if they're with the bridegroom, therefore they don't fast at that time. In all of these stories, Jesus reminds us that it's important to know who we're with. In the case of King David, it was okay for them to eat the bread because they're with the king. Who in their, authority is going to contradict the king? They're with the king, so it's okay. Jesus yesterday reminds us that we're with the bridegroom. That should affect how we live our lives. Jesus reminds the Pharisees today that it's okay for the apostles to pick the heads of grain because they're with the King. They're with the Lord of the Sabbath. It's important for us to know, too, figuratively speaking, who we're with. We're with Jesus. We have, as it is, permission to take that Sabbath day each week. We weren't made to work 7 days a week in servile labor. We were made ultimately for the kingdom of heaven, and that rest that we take on Sunday now each week reminds us of the purpose for which we were really made, reminds us of who we're with, that as we go through this life, we too are with the King, we're with Jesus, and especially on this first Saturday, we remember that we are also with Mary, our Blessed Mother, just as how could the priest in the temple say no to King David? We know that in many ways, how could our Lord say no to his mother? We are indeed with Mary, and she is with us. So today we turn to her on this first Saturday for her intercession, knowing who we are with. We are called to live for heaven, and we live our lives in union with Jesus and Mary and all the saints, that we may arrive at the fulfillment of what all the laws and the Sabbath point to, eternal rest with God in heaven.